With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jason's alive. He killed my friend. Now he's coming for me.
He's got a death curse.
Jason's a legend.
I'm Mrs. Warren, an old friend of the Christies.
Jason belongs in hell.
You're doomed if you stay here.
Never come back again.
You see, Jason was my son, and today is his birthday.
And we're back live and in living color here at Camp Blood Radio. I am your host with the most, Nathan Barker, and joining me is the JoJo Gallo,
the host with the least.
You know what? I always wanted to say that for whatever reason, the host with the most, but it's the most inadequacy.
The most inadequate host. That's with the less most.
But I mean, I'm going to check that off my bucket list real quick, though, because I always wanted to say that. So
bucket list. You done did it.
Yep. Let me check that off real quick. Check. Big. Mate. Little check on that, of course. Not a big check, because we don't have anything big here. No. JoJo Gallo, it is the start of a new year here at Camp Blood Radio, 2021. Jeez, the time is just ticking right on by, isn't it?
Yeah, too slow. Or fast, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. 2021. So Camp Blood Radio has now been around for, I think the show was originally started in 16. So do the math. Start of a new year.
That's about 25 years.
Yeah, right? It's been around a good 25 years now. Been around for a little while anyway. So the start of a new year is upon us. But with that being said, holiday season is now over, my friend, and you've had plenty of time to get all of your little Christmas presents put away. But I have one question for you about your gifts, JoJo. Very important question.
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Did you properly product test all of your items before you put them away?
Well, my wife got me sweatpants. That was probably the toughest to pull out because they're pretty thick. But yeah.
Ooh.
They're a little crusty. I did it. I did. I did. I said I was going to do it, and I did it, and I'm a little sore.
Yeah.
Pink socked it a little bit.
That sounds terrible. Like, that's just, I don't even like that image that's now in my head. Thank you for.
Well, I sent you the video of it.
You did. I know. And what's funny is, for any of you loyal seven listeners out there that have animals, if you're a dog lover, that just for whatever reason reminds me, if you've ever had a dog dookie out a Walmart bag, that's what that reminds me of, because I'm telling you, I've seen it happen with my own eyeballs. Yeah. And that's what I imagine you looking like when you're product testing sweatpants.
There was a lot more crying involved, but I did it, and it, you know, the result, though, the pants held up pretty well.
Well, I've got some really good product testing to talk about here in a little bit, but you're gonna have to stay tuned for that. Because I got some things that were delivered late, and we're gonna discuss those, because thanks to the bullshit fucking USPS shipping, the shit that takes 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks to get, or in your case, Joe Gallo, something that I tried to send you and you still have not received yet, and it's been over 2 fucking months.
Yeah, it's UPS is not delivered. UP, oh my God, the post office, I mean, has not delivered that.
Oh, it's fucking terrible. So, quick little story about, I sent Joseph here some CBR stickers back in early November. He still has not received those. So, a few days ago, since I am, you know, just fed up with the whole shipping situation, because it's not just this. There's been several other items that have been late or not been received or whatever, but I was just fucking fed up. I was all hopped up on my coffee and maybe a couple other things, but that's neither here nor there. But I just fucking had enough, Joe Gallo. And you know what I did? I fucking called TeePublic and I said, listen here, TeePublic. This is the Nathan Barker. And if you do not rectify this situation with these stickers that I had sent to the Joe Gallo, you know what? I'm just gonna blow up fucking TeePublic. So guess what? You better get to reprinting and you better get to fucking mailing. And I want them hand delivered so I can ensure that he receives them. And I said, you have no idea who you're dealing with here. I said, I will blow your whole fucking everything up. I will blow it up. I said, you know what happened down in Nashville the other day? That was no joke. I said, I will good old fashioned fucking bomb the shit out of your fucking facility. And they said, sir, we really would appreciate it if you did not blow us to shit. And we will certainly get Joe Gallo his items in a very timely manner.
They did that because you were the Nathan Barker.
Well, I mean, you put the in your name and you get shit done. I'm telling you, that's all you have to do. Just call places and tell them that you are the insert whatever your name is.
And you got shit for free.
Well, it's not for fucking free. That's not the point. It was paid for. The item was paid for. The shipping was paid for. But you did not receive it in literally over 2 months. Unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. So I just called in a good old-fashioned bomb threat. They always work. And if you ever want to, there's two rules in life. If someone's fucking with you like that, or you need to get shit done, you put the in front of your name, or you just call in a good old-fashioned bomb threat. I'm telling you, there's a good prime example right there of how that works. So you should be receiving those items, which not even that big of a deal. It was just some stickers that I was sending out to you. I mean, it's not even that big of a deal. It's just a little envelope. I mean, because we certainly don't ship anything big. So
it comes in a giant box. Can you imagine? Of course.
Big old box. Yeah, of course it does not, because that's a stupid fucking thing to say. There's nothing big about this show. There's nothing big about our merch, unless you're one of them fat boys that order a 4X or a 5X shirt, which I'm not going to mention any names. But I know you're out there, and I know who you people are. So anyways, which we've talked about trimming the fat around here. So I know it's after New Year's. So now some of you who with your New Year's resolution, it's time to start trimming the fat. So anyways, Joe is going to be getting his replacement stickers. And with that being said, some of you Loyal 7 out there, some of you have ordered stickers. I've seen the orders. There's been numerous stickers sold in the last about week and a half. And I don't know who you are, but I see the orders. So anyways, I was mailing Joe out some stickers just because maybe he wants to put them on. Well, I don't know. He has like 14 kids. So he probably wants to, you know, kids are into stickers and stuff. So I thought, well, I'm going to send Joe out some stickers. Maybe he wants to put them on random items. I don't know.
Well, it's a good way to shut them up too. Stickers stick nicely.
Absolutely. However, there's other things that you can do with stickers, Joe Gallo. Did you know that?
You can product test them.
You can product test stickers. That you can. And you can also display stickers in various locations. And there's nothing saying that you have to put your sticker on, say, your laptop or a skateboard or anything like that. You can put stickers on skin. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Yes, there are certain things that you can put stickers on that, like, I'll just give you a prime example. Due to community standards and policies on social media, you are not allowed to post pictures of your dong. You're not allowed to post what else, Joe Gallo? You should know this because you're on the naughty list on Facebook with your little filthy little gaggle of gallows ladies pictures on the interwebs. So what else can't you post on social media? No wiener pictures, and what else?
No boobies, and not even, hey, you can't even post hidden boobies anymore. I get in trouble for fucking everything.
I thought just nips were off limit.
Well, that's what it fucking says, but I get in trouble for everything.
All right, well, I see a lot of other way worse shit than that, especially on Instagram. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Filthy McNasties on Instagram, I'm telling you.
And we love it.
And we fucking love every bit of it. Except for Joe Gallo. He's not allowed to do that in his gaggle of gallows ladies. So anyways, with that being said, there may or may not be some pictures posted in the near future of those stickers covering up body parts that in turn make the picture okay. Well, maybe okay. If you're not Joe Gallo, it's going to be okay to post on social media. So some of you, I don't know what you're going to be doing with your stickers, but I know what Joe Gallo and his crew are going to be doing with some CBR stickers. Wink, wink.
Happily censoring.
Using them as censoring material. Isn't that just a brilliant fucking idea?
Really, truly is.
I mean, we're not reinventing the wheel by any means, but hey, it's Friday the 13th. And what do people love about Friday the 13th, Joe? Tell me.
The deep story and the good acting.
Well, that'd be the first thing. What's the second thing they love?
Boobies.
Boobies. That they do. So in good old Friday the 13th fashion, we will be using CBR stickers as booby censoring material. Isn't that right, Joe Gallo?
Yes.
So stay on the lookout for that. And no, Brian Emenheiser, we do not want to see Camp Blood Radio stickers over your man boobs. So I already know what you're thinking. We don't want to see that. No thanks. Pass. As I commonly say to Brian Emenheiser, pass.
All right. So, well, Brian, since he said that, you're going to have to send the stickers back to me.
Stop printing out your own stickers, Brian. We already know what you're going to be doing with them. So, and I don't really care if Maitland Ward wants to censor her augmented boobies with CBR stickers. You know what I'm going to say to that, Joe Gallo?
What?
Pass.
Oh, shit.
No thanks. She's not getting a show shirt either. So, anyways, moving on. So stay on the lookout for the gallows gaggle of whatever you want to call them, nice young ladies and their body parts being censored with CBR stickers. Also, lots of things to talk about today. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and just get on down the line here. This episode, powered by the delicious Door Coffee Company Chocolate Raspberry. I'm sipping on it right now. It's nice and warm on my lips, Joe Gallo, on this cold winter day.
I'm jealous of that coffee right now.
Can you hear that, Joe Gallo?
Yeah, and now I'm wet.
Oh, that you are. You're like a faucet down there, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, the holiday season's over. Door Coffee Company is delicious. About coffee, I'm still working on the CBR coffee. I know a couple of you clowns have said you'd like to drink some delicious CBR coffee. If it comes to that, but I don't know if it is yet. So just stay tuned on that. There's a lot of fucking hassle there that I just did not anticipate with this. So I don't know. I'll keep you posted. It's not looking real good, but then again, we don't look real good. So, and we don't have a real positive outlook here at Camp Blood Radio anyway. We're kind of some negative Nancys.
No, it's always assumed the worst.
Absolutely. I mean, when you just don't really have a whole lot to be excited for in life, sometimes you're just negative, you know? I mean, my day usually starts being negative when I wake up to take a whiz. I don't know about you.
Constant reminder. Yeah, I see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. The constant reminder of trouser inadequacy. Hashtag Inadequate Club, which I see has started to kind of take off a little bit this week. I think we might have gotten a new thing going from last week. I don't know. We'll see. But, like I said, I have not ruled that out yet, so we will see. I'll probably have an answer to that next week. Let's see. Cobra Kai Season 3 is now live. I know what I've been doing the last couple days.
Oh, my God. Have you finished it yet?
I have.
Me too.
You know what? You know what? The bright side to that, Elizabeth Shue. I don't care. Spoilers. She's aged very well.
Oh, yeah, she has.
She has.
So is William Zabka, though. I mean.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think they all have. Now, I've met William Zabka a couple years ago in Martin Cove, Sensei. Mercy is for the weak. Mm-hmm. I have met them. I have not met good old Ralph Macchio, but that's on my bucket list here. But anyways, they look fucking fantastic. I swear, Martin Cove, like, he's in his 70s. He looks fantastic. And I think William's definitely aged well. So, shout out to Cobra Kai. Loved the first two seasons. Season 3, it has its, we're just to touch on it briefly, because it's like the most popular thing in the world right now. That's all you're seeing. At least that's all I'm seeing, it seems like, is shit about Cobra Kai. But part of it was kind of a snooze fest, but not bad. I mean, I'm looking forward. They obviously set it up for Season 4.
I like Season 3 more than 2. I can't stand Robbie.
Robbie's a fucking dildo. Come on. Spoiler alert. They should just left him in jail and just fucking wrote him off. So he's a fucking dildo. Elizabeth Shue. I mean, that just a nice blast from the past. I know she's done some shit since Karate Kid, but she's just looking very nice. She's aging. She's like fine wine. If I drank
episode was great too that she was in. I like that.
Two episodes.
Oh yes.
Yeah. All right. Enough about Cobra Kai. Because we got 5 minutes of Friday the 13th coming up. So, but before that, we've got to get down the list here. Something to address real quick is some of you may or may not have noticed, more than likely haven't noticed. Camp Blood Radio now has a new Twitter page. So just to iron that out real quick, the show had, because now we have a new one, but there's still another one in existence. So we had mentioned just a couple minutes ago that Camp Blood Radio has been around for a little bit now, and there was a Twitter page that was ran by one of the prior crew members. And I have nothing to do with that page. Don't talk to the person who technically is responsible for it. Some of you may remember the Lando. That was all his doing. And being that I have no control, and it's like, well, what the fuck's the point of that one? So I guess I'll just fucking start a new one then. So that's what I did. At Camp Blood Radio on Twitter. That will be the new official page for the show. Anything that you see on the other one has never had anything to do with me at all, or the Drunk Uncle, or the Joe Gallo, or really anybody else for that matter. That's old crew. So whatever you see on there, yep, time to get with the now. So go ahead and give it a follow or whatever they call it on the twatters, and we'll be using some of them hash brown things, and we'll be sending some shit to the internet on that page. So stay tuned.
Overcast.
But Joe Gallo, I do understand that you have a twatter situation that you would like to address.
Oh, quick. Yes. Oh, my goodness. The other day, we got a message on our 13 Gallows Lane Twitter from, I don't want to give out usernames, but she was inquiring when we are going to get naked Jason pictures on our Patreon. And then she, a female, proceeded to ask us all our dick sizes. And I said, well, lady, you are barking up the wrong tree if you want big dick pictures of Jason. So she's like, well, you all can't be that small. And I'm like, we are all that small. And she's like, well, you seen them? I'm like, I don't have to.
Hashtag inadequate club lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's she fucking nicely subscribed to our Patreon, so I can't complain.
That is fucking hilarious. But maybe you need to put some applications out there for a Tommy Lee Jason.
Imagine doing those auditions, man. All right. Put your mask on and pull out your wang. Let's see what you got.
As Kickstart My Heart is playing in the background. Mm-hmm. Or Dr. Feelgood, even better, Dr. Feelgood. The opening riff of Dr. Feelgood. You know we love our Motley Crue here at Camp Blood Radio. So, yeah, maybe you need to take some applications for a Big Dong Jason. I mean, that could drastically change your OnlyFans account. I mean, holy shit. We, you know, what if you could get, if you could, if we could recruit Tommy Lee, now granted he's a little frail looking, but if we could recruit him to be in costume, maybe we could get a response out of one of our favorite Nikki's, because Nikki Benz might be more interested if she knows that there's a big old dang dang attached to that situation. Because you know she wants nothing to do with the Inadequate Club. I can tell you that one right now. And I think that's why.
Half of a Tommy.
Right. All of us put together. I mean, really? It's like, I mean, that's how sad we are here at the Inadequate Club. But you never know. I mean, that might lure in. Because she has not responded. I have not gotten a response from Nikki Benz. And I have not gotten a response back from Nikki Glaser yet either. And I don't know what she's doing.
Tommy Lee.
Well, you're going to have to, but I don't know what Nikki Glaser is doing during this quarantine, whatever the fuck you want to call it, situation. But anyways, I don't think I'm going to get a response. We're probably just going to have to move on from that one. But anyways, if you think you're packing enough heat to be on the 13 Gallows Lane OnlyFans/Patreon/whatever it's called, today or whatever new thing comes out tomorrow, if you think you got what it takes, maybe you should just email thejoegallo@gmail.com. But yeah, just go ahead and email him the pictures and then he'll decide, and then you never know, maybe you can be the new big wiener Jason. I don't know, I have to think of a name for that.
Coming next week we'll come up with a name for it.
Yeah, we'll dwell on that one. Because that's not like we don't dwell on having a bigger wiener all day anyway.
Oh. And what a perfect discussion for Camp Blood Radio. Big wiener Jason.
Big wiener Jason. It's
going to be hard for us to find the Inadequate Club that hunts big dick. That's going to be the hunt, I guess.
I think maybe that's, you know what? That just sounds like we've already narrowed it down. It's just Big Wiener Jason. That's it. Big Wiener Jason. There you go. We've already settled it. So if you're Big Wiener Jason material, thejoegallo@gmail.com. And no, and Joe is a very smart man when it comes to, he's Googled a lot of dick pictures before, I can promise you that. So if you're trying to Google pictures and then send them and pass them off as your own, he's going to know about it.
Honestly, you're not even, it's true. It really is. I have the first two dick pics saved. Oh my goodness. You want to hear a random funny story about my search on Google that I did?
Not really, but I have a feeling I'm going to hear it anyway.
All right. Ready for this? You remember?
Quickly.
Yes. Quickly. Do you know that Topher Westcott made the dead white back piece, right?
Okay.
So when I was designing it, my dumbass went on Google and Googled men's bare back, because I needed to help get a layout on the back and design it there. And boy, did I not get that. I never Google men's bare back with your safe search off. Just there you go.
Noted. Yes, I can only imagine what kind of results that yielded. So I will not be doing that.
Porn.
I'm sure.
Not shout out kind.
Shout out to Christopher Westcott. We love Topher. That we do. Speaking of shout outs, shout out to James Ingram over at J3 Jason Costumes. You know what that funny little man did earlier? He sent us a message about a ball shop barber located in Brooklyn called the Brooklyn Ball Barber, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And that was quite the interesting video. Because, of course, you have to watch it when it says Brooklyn Ball Barbershop on it. I mean, who wouldn't? Not that we're obsessed with wieners or anything, but, you know.
Right.
And there were some very interesting things on there.
I mean, that's about the way we have to go to make it at least look nice.
Well, the thing is, if you don't do something with it, you can't see it at all.
Amen. So
it's more like you're forced into ball barbering. Just saying.
Yes, sir.
Anyways, why don't you, Loyal Seven, just go Google Ball Shop Barber after you get done Googling whatever the back thing was that the Joe Gallo was just talking about.
Men's bareback.
Yeah, after you're done Googling men's bareback, Google Ball Shop Barber and see what that gets you. So anyways, let's see. Shout out to at Michael Todd Studios on the old IG. You know what that he's a very nice young man. You know what Michael Todd Studios said?
What did he say?
He said that we are hilarious. He said that. So thank you, Mr. Michael Todd Studios. We appreciate your compliment.
Well, I don't.
Well, the Joe Gallo does not approve of him being hilarious. So, but I do. We appreciate you tuning in. Tell your friends. Buy a show shirt, too, Mr. Michael Todd Studios. Eric Vandermark. We love Eric. Eric recommended last week that we had Camp Blood Radio, basically the little cocktail weenies, that we had our own version of those. But we just can't really do that. But he went ahead and photoshopped a picture of the labeling of the little weenies and put the CBR logo on it. So it's not in existence, but we have a photo of what it would look like if you were randomly shopping and you seen Camp Blood Radio, little weenies on the shelf. So that was a pretty funny picture. We appreciate you, Eric, as usual.
Made me hungry, so thank you.
Of course. Eric, we're still waiting to see that show shirt. You said you ordered one. So anyways, be on the lookout for that. I'm sure he'll come up with something clever. And let's see, who else do we got here to shout out? Oh, Mr. Kevin Miller. I think we talked about him last week. Mr. Kevin is an admittedly new member of the Inadequate Club.
And oh, he bought shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, he bought a couple show shirts. And ooh. He asked something about wearing them with boner pants. What in the fuck is all of the obsession with the boner pants? I don't. Someone please explain to me.
They are comfortable and they make your wiener look amazing.
By what? Stuffing a bunch of socks in there?
What? Yes.
I mean, maybe he has one of them wiener cup things that we've talked about before that gives you kind of the Tommy Lee bulge looking thing. You know, maybe he has one of those. Maybe he has another item that he likes to stuff down there. I don't know.
Everybody has their own tactics on how to make their little dang-a-lang look big.
Well, they do. So, yeah, I don't know. But anyways, welcome to the club, Kevin. I think we've already said that, but we appreciate you. And if you want to wear your Camp Blood Radio shirt with boner pants, then knock yourself out. I mean, at Horror Daddy 85, he's the president of the Boner Pants Club. So I know he's always looking for new members. So there's power in numbers, right, Joe Gallo?
In this club, maybe not.
I mean, if all of us band together, we can become one Tommy Lee, right?
It'll take at least four more of us, maybe.
Well, it's fun to dream, right?
It is.
Yes. So anyways, Drunk Dan Johnson. Of course, Dan had to reach out to us again this week at fucking 3:30 in the morning. Thanks, Dan. Yeah. So I was, of course, not participating in this conversation, but I wake up to like 41 fucking messages between Drunk Dan Johnson and the Joe Gallo, just having a little fucking beat off session in the fucking middle of the night. So yeah, how'd that go for you?
Well, I, video chatted with him and he showed me his garage and he said I was really handsome.
Oh, a lot. Nice. Did he show you his wiener?
No, I asked, but he said no.
Oh. Yeah, I seen that you two had a little video chat, and I'm like, oh, I'm sure that's going real fucking swell at 4 a.m. So Dan's all boxed up on fucking toilet wine or whatever it is that he fucking drinks, his little fucking hipster IPAs. Dan, you know what? Since you're one of them little hipster people, you should make your own hipster IPAs. You should just collect the runoff water. Just collect your rainwater and make your own. It'll save you some money. So anyways, Drunk Dan at it again. And oh, speaking of Dan's, your little friend Dan Marino Lupo, I see, was on the YouTubes earlier this week, and he was he was at a mall somewhere, and looks like he had a little situation there while he decided to go to the mall in his part 6 costume. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that, since that's your little buddy there?
All right. Well, you know, our part 6 Jason, Mr. Dan Marino Lupo, he thought it'd be a good idea. He messaged our chat, hey, guys, I'm going to go to the mall dressed as Jason. And all of us in the chat were like, that's probably a bad idea. And he's like, nah, we're going to do this. And he did it. And he had got some Starbucks. Law enforcement was called. And you'll have to see his YouTube channel for the details.
Yes, I understand that. It could have been a lot worse than what it was. We'll just put it that way. So, YouTube, where can we find this video at, Joe Gallo?
Forget his YouTube. It's Caped Collector, youtube.com/Caped Collector.
Oh, hang on here. Hang on. I got it right here. It is the Caped Collector. He must be real important, too, because he has the in front of his name there, big boy.
Oh, shit. I didn't. Well, welcome to the club.
The Dan Marino Lupo, a.k.a. the Caped Collector. You need to be careful out there because it's a crazy world right now. So let's see. But, yeah, you're going to have to go watch the YouTube video for those kind of details. Let's see. Oh, you know what? I got to give a shout out to one more here, and then we're going to move on to some good old merch. Shout out to Gun Barrel Coffee. You know we love our coffee here at Camp Blood Radio, obviously. Gun Barrel Coffee has, and I'm going to have to try this. I do not have this, so I'm not endorsing this product, but it has piqued my interest. So I'm going to make a purchase, and then we can of course give the endorsement if it's any good. But Gun Barrel Coffee has a blend, and you know what that blend's called, Joe Gallo?
What's that?
It's called the Little Rocket Man.
Why?
Well, I don't know why, but it certainly seems fitting to CBR. Certainly seems like it would be right up our alley. Now, Little Rocket Man blend, that sounds, it just leaves me wondering. So I'm just going to have to buy some and then try it out. But I thought that was very interesting and very fitting to our situation here at the Inadequate Club. You know, like the Breakfast Club? We're like the Inadequate Club.
We're the Sad Breakfast Club.
Well, that sounds like we should be in therapy or something like that. I don't like that.
No therapy ain't going to fix us.
No.
Some hyperextensive plastic surgery, maybe.
Well, they do have such a thing as penile implants. They do have such a thing that is an option, at least according to Google. I mean, at least that's what I've heard, is that that's really a thing. So if any of you were curious.
Camp Blood Radio Wiener Implants?
That could be a thing. You just never know. So, yeah, Gun Barrel Coffee. They are supporters of the military and public safety first responders. So if you do make a purchase, it looks like they do donate a portion of the proceeds to public safety and veterans. And you know, we love the military. We love our military here at Camp Blood Radio. And of course, we love and support our public safety here. So we could certainly get on board with the Little Rocket Man blend. Now, that sounds almost as intriguing as Inadequate Roast. Because that's what I'm thinking. If I can swing Camp Blood Radio Coffee, I think that's what it's going to be, is the Inadequate Roast. So, but I'm jealous of this name, though, Joe Gallo. Little Rocket Man blend. I mean, come on. That's going to sell itself here at Camp Blood Radio. I can tell you that.
Oh, it certainly will. Little Rocket Man. that tried.
Yeah. Hashtag inadequate club. All right, moving on to merch here. So show merch. I'm working on a couple other things there. Brian Emenheiser, our jack off of all trades, Mr. South Jersey Jason, he asked me, he's one of these boner pants aficionados, and he was asking me about Camp Blood Radio boner pants. And I'm kind of tired of hearing about boner pants. So just to, I guess, just to satisfy his obsession, I thought, well, I'll look into some options. And as of right now, boner pants are not going to fly. They are not available. However, women's leggings are available through the supplier. So I told Brian, I said, well, it's basically the same thing. Why don't you just buy it? I'll just add women's leggings to the merch line. And guess what? There you go. So, and you know what? You know what he said, Joe Gallo? You know what Brian Emenheiser said? He said that he is secure enough in his weenus hood to wear women's leggings. Do you believe that?
I mean, all of us in the Inadequate Club would look pretty decent in them. We're not having bulges in the front, so it ain't stretching weird.
Well, exactly. That's what I was going to say. So, possibilities. Sometimes the possibilities are endless, and sometimes they are not, but we shall see. They do also have available women's bikinis. They have women's underwear. I mean, you could start seeing Camp Blood Radio logos plastered across some big old butts here in the near future. We've already talked about boobies.
Yeah, enough with boobies. That's old news.
Old news. That's so 80s. Come on. Now big old butts are the things. You know, remember when Sir Mix-a-Lot, remember when he used to dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts? You remember that back in the 90s?
No.
Well, you're an infant, but that was a thing back in the day, and now big butts are the thing. And you know what? He's like he predicted the future. Sir Mix-a-Lot predicted the future back like fucking 30 years ago. He did. I'm telling you. Think about that. Now all this Kardashian situation and these diaper butt looking fucking skeezers on the Instagrams. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. You know it, and I know it. Or am I wrong? I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no.
Pay attention. You're about as bad as fucking Kent. Jesus.
No, no. The audio cut out. I'm sorry.
Excuses. So, anyways, since that's kind of been the thing for a while now, we just might explore that. So, what we're gonna need if we do, we're gonna need some big booty hoochies. We're gonna need some volunteers, right, Joseph? So, if you know some, that would be great. If not, you're gonna have to recruit.
Oh, I know a few girls that would do that.
Of course you do. Gallows gaggle. Of course. Let's see. So, oh, yes, Camp Blood Radio hats, embroidered hats. That is a possibility. And there's not going to be any of them fucking dad hats because I can't fucking stand those. I hate them stupid. They call them the dad hats. You know what I'm talking about?
No, what are dad hats?
Oh, my God. I fucking can't stand those. So there will be none of that. None of that. So if I add hats, they're going to just be a regular, like a baseball cap, or we're going to go gangster with it and we're going to have the flat bills too. Probably have both of them because I know you hipsters like your little snapback hats and you like your little flat bill hats. So I got to appease everyone here. So that's in the works also. Of course, nobody will probably buy any. So it really doesn't matter anyway. But we do appreciate those of you that have been buying show shirts. Those have been just flying off the shelves. So send in those pictures. We'll get them posted. Once again, if you're purchasing stickers, we'll remind you of what, Joe Gallo?
Of the beautiful skin that they will be on later.
And I'm just saying, I mean, you can take that information, you can do whatever you want with it. So if you are a young lady and you are a Friday fan and you're like, oh, hey, I could do that. Well, then by all means, we encourage you to do what you want. So just throwing that out there, just throwing that out there. God, we sound just like some old perverts, don't we? Jesus.
Whatever. Shoe fits.
Whatever. Yeah, I've been called worse. But it's Friday the 13th. That's what people want to see. So come on, people. Show your support of the show. Yeah, and it's fun. And we don't need to see your faces anyway. So, yeah. Damn, this Door Coffee Company chocolate raspberry is just delicious. Some of these places need to start fucking paying us, don't you think? I mean, it's like we're just free advertisement for them.
Yeah, we're a coffee promotion truck.
Liquor. Friday merch. Other merch.
Dick talks.
Dick talks. We're like a free promoter for Nikki Benz. I mean, Nikki Glaser. Motley Crue.
Tommy Lee's dong.
Tommy Lee's fucking dang dang. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And what do we get in return? We don't even get a friendly reach around.
No. We don't even get a Tommy Lee dong pick. We have to go out of our way to Google it ourselves.
Well, exactly. I mean, just you gotta Google that yourself, and that's like work too. I mean, when's the work gonna stop for us? This is like it's like a full-time job. Putting all this shit together, I mean, we don't even get a friendly fucking reach around for it. It's fucking bullshit. So, you know what? I'm gonna add that to my list of complaints, which is coming up in just a second. Russ Hewitt. Anyways, some Friday merch. Psychotic FX. I think we talked about them once before. You can find them on the gram. Psychotic FX has the full-faced 2009 silicone hood I've seen a couple more pictures of it, and it looks pretty fucking good. I mean, it's not 100% accurate, but, I mean, beggars can't be choosers because you don't have a whole lot of options there with the 09 stuff for you remake dick riders out there. But, goddamn, it looks pretty fucking badass. And I got to say, if you haven't seen it, go look at his hockey mask that he did for 2009.
Did you know that Jordan Harvey cosplays as the 2009 remake Jason?
Are you serious? Jordan Harvey cosplays as the remake 2009 Jason?
I'm not even shitting you, dude. He does.
Wow. Is this the same Jordan Harvey that also cosplays as Spider-Man that has a little dinky? Is that the same Jordan Harvey?
Yes, it is the same Jordan Harvey.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure that we were talking about the same. That's why
he's so good at Spider-Man, and he's in the Inadequate Club.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that we're talking about the same Jordan Harvey that cosplays the remake 2009 Jason.
Yes, as long as everybody knows this.
Just confirmation that it's the same Jordan Harvey that cosplays the remake 2009 Jason.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so confirmed. Let's see. Oh, shout out to Ruben Morales over at Villains in Love. I received the Part 1 Camp Crystal Lake sign pendant that I was talking about a while back. And goddamn, I mean, it is extremely adequate. It is like the only adequate thing that I own. When I opened the package, I'm thinking, well, at first I didn't know what it was because I did not recognize the name on the address label. And then, so I open up, I'm like, oh, okay. And obviously, I wasn't even expecting it because I hadn't talked to Ruben. So I wasn't really sure. Last time I talked to him, we were looking at first part of January. So it was early. So it was a nice, pleasant surprise. So anyways, I open the box, boom. This thing fucking looks like a belt buckle. I mean, it's fucking, I mean, goddamn. Now, I know you're an infant, but think back like early 2000s bling bling rappers, the Big Timers, right. Manny Fresh, the Birdman, Clips,
Dr. Evil.
Sure. the bling bling era. That's what this looks like. I mean, for a necklace pendant, it's like boom. A little bit much, but it looks fucking fantastic. The 3D. I mean, he did a fantastic job. All the details are there, and it seriously is a one of a kind. I've never seen anything else like this. But I was drinking, of course, when I opened up the package. I was drinking a Keystone Light, of course. That's my jam. So I set the fucking can down, open it up, and then I'm looking at it, I'm like, Jesus Christ. So to give you an idea, and I took a photo side by side, to give you an idea of the size of this thing, it's about the size of the can, the circumference of the can. Yeah, it's got some girth to it now. It's gonna be hard to product test. Oh man, it's a girthy sumbitch. It is too. And it's very rigid. That's what I'm going to say about my product testing. So I look at it and I'm like, I'm in awe because it's so big. So I was just in awe because I'm not used to seeing things that are big. So I just have to take it all in, right? So I'm admiring and I'm looking at how big and girthy it is. And then I'm like, well, now I got to product test it because I can't give my endorsement if it sucks. And all I'm going to say, people, is it is extremely rigid. So be prepared. But it passed. It passed the product testing.
Did you pass the product testing after that?
Well, I was going to say, the next couple days were not real pleasant. Had a little trouble walking for a couple days. Little bit of discomfort there. But damn, is this thing fucking beautiful. Beautiful, big, and girthy. So anyways, I get a hold of old Rubes, and I'm like, yo, Ruben, this thing is fantastic. However, what are the odds of getting one a little bit smaller? Since I'm not one of them early 2000s ludicrous rappers. And he was like, that's a possibility, but it's just going to take a little bit. And you know when they say bigger, well, you know what all the ladies, when they tell you, well, at least they tell me that bigger is better.
Mm-hmm.
This would, it seriously, I mean, it would be badass if it was like made out of sterling silver or platinum or whatever. It literally would look like a rapper's fucking chain, like no joke, or a fucking belt buckle. That's what it looks like. But so if I'm going to wear it personally as for daily wear, I'm like, I gotta tune it down a little bit. So I actually have it on a chain. And I have it hanging and draped over a part one sign, and it looks awesome just as a display piece. And so he might end up doing one that's a little bit smaller for those that want to wear them on the regular, like his hockey mask pendants or some of the other pendants that he has. But goddamn, is that thing a beast. So awesome work.
Definitely need it smaller for the Inadequate Club.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But I mean, seriously, Ruben just knocks it out of the fucking park. I mean, all of his stuff. I said, hey, Ruben, you should make rings. And you know how they sell the ones on like on eBay or random fucking pop-up ads, and they'll have the stainless steel hockey mask rings?
Yeah, the giant ones that look awful. Yeah.
Well, I have one that actually looks pretty good, and it was only like $10 or $12 off eBay. Stainless steel. It's not big and gaudy like a fucking Lakers championship ring or anything like that. But I said, hey, Ruben, you should make some rings. So anyways, he did a one-off ring. He said they were – basically they had talked about it or kicked it around or whatever. But he's like, yeah, we made one ring so far. And you know what it was, Joe Gallo? A fucking – Uber mask ring.
Hell yeah.
Some dildo out there fucking paid, I don't even want to know how much money, because he said it was silver, and then he sent me a picture of it, and it's like a 2000s bling bling and fucking pinky ring to match your necklace. And I don't even want to know how much this clown paid to have it made. But of all fucking things, they have the Uber mask made. If you're gonna have something custom made, why on flat earth would you fucking have the Uber mask made into a ring?
Because Uber Jason is the shit.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I was looking at a Jason X jacket to buy yesterday from London 1888.
That is funny that you mentioned that, Joe Gallo, and you want to know why?
What's I?
As we sit here conversing amongst ourselves, I am wearing a London 1888 hoodie right now. I am wearing the Part 7 hoodie.
How is the quality?
I love it. I've had this thing for probably 5 or 6 years now. I wear the shit out of it. I've product tested the shit out of it. It's very absorbent. Great quality, great screen printing. I own one or two other hoodies from him. Those two, awesome quality. I have probably 5 or 6 t-shirts from him. All great quality on the heavy blend Gildan.
Do you have any of the polyester jackets?
I do not. Well, why the fuck would I want a polyester jacket for starters? Pass. I have patches. I have pins from London 1888. I have a little bit of everything. I have some prints. Great quality, nice. And I know I don't get to say thick very often, but nice, thick quality paper stock on the prints. Have a couple of those. So London 1888, they have my endorsement. I would highly recommend any of their stuff. So
yeah, see, that's what I was looking at. It was a polyester jacket of Jason X and looked awesome, but I just didn't know if I should get a large or an extra large. I don't know how their sizes run, but I want it.
Yeah, I don't know on the jackets, but for those of you that are concerned about things that are pre-shrunk or concerned about the sizes, just normal. If you wear any Gildan clothes, the hoodies, the shirts, well, then that's what they are. So the jacket, I don't know about, but if you order a hoodie, and actually right now, and I don't know how long the sale is going on, but Jason Goes to Hell shirts are on sale for $13 right now. I think they're only on sale until sometime this upcoming week. But, and you know what's on that shirt, Joe Gallo?
What?
Boobies.
What?
Yes. It actually says Jason Goes to Hell and like big black letters as the background. And then it shows some boobies on there.
Well, that's
because Friday, the 13th fans love boobies.
That's true. But they don't like part 9.
Oh, but they love X. Come on.
Oh no. Oh no, they don't. I'm the minority on that one, and I know it.
Yeah. No shit. So anyways, check them out. I'm glad that you brought that up because you can't go wrong with London 1888. I promise you that. And the owner, Chris Ferrat, I've met him a couple times. I've been buying from him, like I said, 5, 6, 7 years now. I've met him in person several times. He goes to a lot of conventions, especially the bigger name ones like the Days of the Dead, stuff like that. Great customer service. Shipping times are always, well, I mean, minus whatever the fuck's going on with shipping right now. But matter of fact, I just ordered a shirt from him back in December. And yeah, just last month. And now that I think about it, I forgot about that. And it only took a couple weeks. I think it was less than that to get it. So he was not affected by that, which obviously didn't come USPS. So it was probably UPS, I'm assuming. I don't remember. I didn't pay attention to the package. But yeah, you can never go wrong with him. And especially when he has shit on sale. Like right now, a bunch of his t-shirts are only $13. There's a Predator shirt. There's a Freddy shirt. I forget what else. But patches are on sale. I mean, just go check it out. Let's see. Oh, speaking of shirts, we got to give a shout out to Monster Tees, and Tees being TEASE, Joe Gallo, teasing you. They're just teasing you because you like to be teased.
Wait, we've been doing it the whole episode.
Of course, because you're just sitting there flooding your chair, aren't you? Don't lie.
If you only knew, yes, is the answer.
Just admit that my beautiful voice just gets it going. Like, it's like Niagara Falls, isn't it? Don't even lie.
I'm not gonna lie, it is.
You know what's funny? Speaking of my voice, I was told, and we talked about Brian Emenheiser, and we always talk about Brian because Brian's our people. He said that his lovely wife Irene likes my voice. Do you believe that?
No.
I don't either.
I don't.
I think he was just trying to make me feel good because he knows that when you're part of the Inadequate Club, that sometimes you just need to hear nice things every now and again, right? Right. So I think he was just making shit up.
I think he was trying to get in your pants.
Or that. I mean, I don't know. It's a mystery.
We'll find out.
Anyways, Monster Tees, they're also running a sale right now, and I have not purchased from this company, so I cannot give them an endorsement, but I'm going to be purchasing, and I'm going to tell you why. So they also have a sale going. I believe it's 35% off, but their prices aren't sky high anyway. But they have a badass Candyman shirt. They also have a Freddy shirt, some Myers, Scream. There's a Friday shirt on there. But they got some cool artwork, and I'm definitely going to be buying that Candyman shirt. The one Friday shirt that's still left on the website, I know they're getting ready to do some updating, but the one Friday shirt is the neon nonsense, more like what you 8-bit clowns like. So I'm not going to be purchasing that.
Glowing penis fans?
Basically, for you glowing penis fans out there, you know who you are. We're not going to mention your name, Brian Emenheiser, but it would be right up your alley. But I am going to buy the Candyman shirt, and I'm also going to buy the Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2 shirt. So get on there, Monster Tees. I believe it's monstertees.com. I'm going to give a mention, because obviously we've had a little Part 9 and some X talk. We might as well talk about another shitty Friday film, Part 8, and that is At Hard Gore Studios has a new product in the works, I just seen, and it looks like they're going to be, I don't know if it's going to be a display bust and a wearable hood or really what it's going to be yet, but the sculpt was done by, I believe, John Fuller. And some of you will remember Hard Gore Studios. They commissioned our friend of the show, Brandon Scott Murphy, to do a Part 4 that was available as a display bust and a wearable hood. So looks like they've commissioned John Fuller to do this Part 8 piece. And then, of course, they'll handle the painting and all that good stuff. So go check out At Hard Gore Studios. I don't know if you've seen that one or not yet there, Jojo.
I think I might have actually seen that one.
I mean, for Kane's Dick Riders out there. I mean,
yeah.
Hashtag Kane's Dick Riders. They'll love that Part 8. As far as merch goes, I think that's about it for this week.
Have a shout out.
Well, is it a shout out or is it merch discussion? You can't do both.
I think it's a bit of both.
Well, hurry up because I forgot. I got one more thing and then we need to move the fuck on.
All right. Well, I got latex gloves from my Part 4 from Horror Costume Studios. They're pretty good and they fit my little baby hands well.
Oh,
they leave nip. A smell on my hands that smells like I just ass fisted someone in the middle of a Walmart bathroom, though. So hopefully that wears off.
I know that smell very well. That's a very familiar smell to me.
Other than that, it's got real acrylic nails and shit. It looks badass.
Yeah. I would have gotten them from Topher, your little butt buddy Topher, Christopher Westcott. I would have had him make you some.
Well, he did the dead fan. White, and Topher's got the big hands, and it's not built for a little baby hands like mine. Inadequate hands.
Well, I guess you got to go another route then. I'm not a fan of that other place. I don't care for, I know people like it. There's a lot of fans of his work out there, but me personally, I don't really care for his, I don't know, his take on the pieces. I haven't really seen anything of his that I've really cared for, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, I'm in that boat usually. I don't like his face sculpts, but his hands, I like the hands.
Do you have any actually fit, Joe Gallo?
No, I just I have no. There's no hands out there in the cosplay world that actually fucking fit me. Like, me and Topher did the dead white hands. They looked awesome, but they were so big. Like, my poor little wiener looked like a Tic Tac, even worse than normal in that thing. Oh. So, and they just pulled on the hair. So, you know, he made a special gloves for me. Ended up working out, but, you know, me and James Ingram and Topher. I am Topher's part of the Part 4 costume I'm making, but we're going to make a Part 4 all together. Coming soon, eventually.
There you go. Maybe you need to go see that ball shop barber guy. Maybe that'll help.
That'll help with my confidence.
Of course it will. let's see here. Oh, speaking of Kane's Dick Riders, here's one more thing. So I was just checking around on the interwebs, just a couple days ago, and I was actually looking at having some Camp Blood Radio patches made. Just a general patch. You could sew it on a hat or whatever the fuck you want to sew it on. You could make it into an eye patch. Maybe you could do that. There's a lot. Possibilities are endless with patches, of course. So anyways, I'm looking at different options. And I come across this website called wholesalepatches.com. And on the main page, I'm scrolling down, and all of a sudden I see a hockey mask. I'm like, what the fuck? So I look at it, and it's like a banner logo. And in the center of it, it's got a parts. There's a few patches. And there's the hockey mask ended up being, so what it was, the background of the patch was a part one sign, and then it had a part seven mask in the middle, and at the bottom of it, right along the very bottom, it said, "In Hotter We Trust." And I'm like, oh, no. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I've never seen this patch before. And I mean, there's all kinds of patch companies out there, so whatever. So anyways, I start navigating through the website, and they don't sell patches like at all. All that's on there is just, if you want to have something designed, it's just information for that. So I'm scrolling through trying to see if this is available just for purchase, and it's not. So I screenshot it just so I could show people, and I'll send it to you just so you can see it for Kane's Dick Riders out there. Since I know you love Jason X, and, you're such a big fan of Kane, you'll probably be able to appreciate the patch. So that led me to do a Google search. After I was done Googling the ball barber shop and men's back pieces and things of that nature.
Boy, your Google history must be fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, you know it is. So anyways, I Googled trying to find this patch, and I cannot find it anywhere. So someone out there had this patch made. And I don't know who it was, but we're going to find you. We're going to find him, Joe Gallo.
And we're going to get him.
We're going to get you. Oh yeah, we're going to get you. So anyways, for Kane's Dick Riders out there, you're going to want one of these patches, because it don't look too bad. It really doesn't. And I'm not a part seven hater by any means, but I'm not part of the hashtag Kane's Dick Riders crew either. So, but the patch, not bad. So I just, I thought it was funny that I couldn't find it in Google anywhere. So, but like I said, I guarantee someone had a bunch of these made, because it's extremely expensive just to have one fucking patch made. So you know that they had a bulk order done.
Right.
So anyways, moving on, enough about merch, enough about all that other shit. Weekly complaints, thanks to Russ Hewitt. And I've got a couple of them for you, Joe Gallo. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
All right. Fucking Facebook groups, buddy. Fucking
the Facebook infinite group. Amount of them, yeah.
Oh, my God. So I know Cobra Kai is hot on the street right now. I know that. And with that in mind, a couple times recently, just in the last, well, recently being in the last couple days since season three has went live, I've seen a couple people post a picture of Tom Fridley in Karate Kid. Now, whether, I don't know if you knew this or not, I'm sure that you did. You know his minor role on the beach scene in the first Karate Kid film. So, of course, someone has to take a picture of that, and then they caption with it, is this Court from part six? Well, Jesus, yes. Fucking Christ. Does he look any different? He looks exactly the same. He's got the fair hair and the fucking, I mean, he doesn't look any different from 1984 to 1986.
Right.
What do you mean? Is this Court? Really? Do you need a, do you need a hug? I mean, are you looking?
Seen those? Like, if you see a random Friday alumni in any role ever, everyone's like, "Hey, is this Amy Steele? Is this Lauren Marie Taylor?" Like, yes, they were in other things. Believe it or not, that's what fucking the internet's for.
I know. It's just like, really, people, come on. Yes, it's him. It looks exactly like he does in Friday the 13th, Part 6. Yes, I mean, I get that some of these people They don't have they don't sit around and play video games all day and do other stuff. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I just, maybe they don't have any other life and they just are really excited to see that little cameo, if you want to call it that, in Karate Kid. I don't know. Like I said, I know Cobra Kai is hot right now. Trust me, I get it. But it's like, really? But like you said, it's not the first time that people will do that. But we gotta remember, Friday the 13th has had a lot of films. That means a lot of actors, a lot of alum. These people have done other things besides Friday the 13th. So you're going to see them in other stuff. Be prepared. Just throwing that out there. Be prepared. Also, you know what I'm sick of, Joe Gallo?
What else are you sick of, my friend?
I am sick of these fucking scammers in the groups. And just a few days ago, I seen another one. And there was some fucking dickweed that posted a shirt. Now get ready for this one. It was for the 39th anniversary of Friday the 13th.
Ooh, only a couple years late.
Right, just a couple years late there, boss. So it had a few Jasons on it, and then it had 1980 on the bottom, dash 2019. It's like, oh, okay, you fucking clown. So I click on the fucking person's profile, and guess where they're from?
Not here.
India.
Gasp.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Who the fuck, even if it wasn't a scammer fuck from India, who wants a fucking 39th anniversary shirt? Do you know what I would do with that, Joe Gallo?
Not product tested.
I don't know what I would do with it.
Wipe your ass with it.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what I would do with it. I was hoping that you wouldn't really ask because I don't know. But anyways, what a fucking dildo. I mean, seriously, a 39th anniversary. Get the fuck out of here, person from India. Another complaint here. It's become kind of one of my peeves, Joe Gallo, and I'm going to tell you this. On the Instagram, you know what really chaps my ass? It's recently started to chap my ass.
All right. What chaps that, your ass?
Yes. Well, that is these people that will just like, they'll just post pictures of them holding a DVD or a VHS or something, and they're like standing next to their movie collection. That just fucking bothers me.
Oh, there's a lot of those on Instagram.
Oh my God. It's left and right. It's like, oh, look, I'm adding, fucking name some 80s movie that no one fucking gives a shit about in the first place or probably never heard of. I just found this VHS on eBay, or I just scored this DVD at the dollar bin in Walmart. Yeah, I wonder why. And then you look behind him and it's just this massive movie collection, but it's just fucking annoying. I just think it's annoying. Maybe it's not annoying to everyone else. I don't know, but it's weekly complaints. And that is one of my complaints for the week. You know what I'm about to start doing? And I think I'm just going to start mocking some of these people. Maybe that's what we should do.
So we should start posing in front of our VHS collection?
I don't fucking have a VHS collection. And I'm never going to. I have
part two VHS. That's it.
I don't own any of the Friday the 13th on VHS. I don't even know if I even still own a VHS. I think I threw them away when DVDs came out. I don't know. I don't even really have like a DVD collection or a Blu-ray collection or whatever the fuck 4K collection. I have a few, like the box set. I didn't even buy the fucking box set, the new one that everybody had to take pictures of and post that they bought the box set. Good for you. You bought the fucking box set.
Hey, I humped it on a video. Does that count? You did.
Yes. And that was very, I enjoyed that very much so. I didn't even buy that because I'm not going to watch it anyway. And I don't buy a lot of fucking stuff like that because guess what? I can stream it. I don't need another thing to collect dust. But I don't know. These
I enjoyed it because I have all the 4K stuff, but it sucks that you got to have like all the discs fucking replaced. I can't be bothered with that nonsense.
Yeah, that's ridiculous too. I mean, mistakes happen. I get it. But still, I'm just annoyed by the fucking people. Oh, I'm just going to post this picture of me and my new Slumber Party Massacre DVD.
Oh, yeah. That was the Friday. Speaking of all the fucking groups, that was basically what October and half of November was. I got the box set.
Oh, I know. I remember it well. How could I forget? Also, speaking of groups, one last thing. Someone posted a thread earlier this week, and it said something on the lines of, who has not heard of a fan film called His Name Was Jason? You know what I'm talking about? You remember that? Did you see that?
Yes. Yes, I've commented on that post.
Yeah, I was thinking that you did. And I, being the polite person that I am, I politely said, never heard of such a thing. Hashtag fan film pandemic. And you know what? You know what? Dave Brown replied and basically said that we just talk about cocks and dicks.
And?
Well, I politely replied to Mr. David Brown and I said, it's balls and wieners. Get it right. Think about this for a second. Cocks and dicks. Dave Brown, that is the same thing. That is the exact same thing.
More elegant. It's more elegant.
Well, what is a cock, Joe Gallo?
A rooster.
What is a dick, Joe Gallo?
Brian Emenheiser.
Same thing, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. That's Dave Brown, you basically replied that we just talk about dicks and dicks, correct?
Correct.
By definition. So I politely replied, it's balls and wieners. Dave Brown.
Dave Brown being the director of the fan film, His Name Was Jason, and the Jason actor.
Well, I mean, I'm just correcting their mistake. I just corrected the typo there, Dave Brown. And that was all. That was all. Anyways, let's see. We do need to talk a little bit about Friday the 13th, some 5 minutes of Friday, don't we?
We really do.
We're going to shut this shit down. All right, so you know that we love Friday the 13th, Part 6 here at Camp Blood Radio. Jason Lives, one of my favorite Fridays.
And honor mention to Part 4.
What'd you say?
And an honorable mention to Part 4 with this one.
Yeah, okay. What the fuck does that have to do with this? What does Part 4 have to do with this?
Part 4? Because the discussion. The actress we're about to be talking about is in Part 4.
Okay, well, we're not talking about Part 4, Joe Gallo.
How dare you?
We're talking about Jason Lives, okay? Jason Lives. You know that we love Part 6, and there's a burning, burning question that has to do with that film. And it's often, I don't know if it's a heated debate or a heated topic, but we're just going to go ahead and address that topic. And that topic is Megan or Nikki. By Megan or Nikki, we mean Jennifer Cook or Darcy DeMoss. That's the question.
It is the question. It's burning up the groups these last couple of days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So with that in mind, now, Friday is obviously notorious for its lovely female cast members. But these two are very special because, well, they're in Jason Lives. So, Joe Gallo, I pose to you, my friend, Megan or Nikki?
Nikki. I'm a brunette guy.
Well, I was just going to ask, because that's essentially what it boils down to here. Are you a blonde or a brunette, or in Brian Emenheiser's case, a middle-aged redhead fan? But in this case, it's blonde or brunette. So they're both very attractive ladies in 1986. However, Nikki, they're attractive ladies, but Nikki. And I'm not going to debate the blonde or brunette because, I mean, it just depends. You can be a brunette guy, but I'm going to tell you right now, if Pamela Anderson showed up in 1996, Pamela Anderson propositioned Joe Gallo in his micro-anus, you wouldn't have said no.
Well, I would have been 7 years old.
Doesn't matter, Joe Gallo. Don't make
doesn't
this
matter.
Doesn't matter.
Damn right. You're right. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. So it's not necessarily a blonde or brunette thing.
Wait, but I did have a Pamela and a Pamela Anderson poster in my little bedroom back then, though.
Yeah, I did too. A couple of them, for that matter, and I still have them posters. Well, I mean, they're stuck together, but I mean, I still have them. I still have them in a, and they're safely tucked away in a poster tube. But I still have them.
No, not mine. Got ruined. Puberty was not kind to those posters.
Oh no. Like I said, I would hate to peel them apart right now because it would just ruin them. But I do still have them. But like I said, I don't think it's necessarily a blonde or brunette thing in this situation, as far as that goes. But you choose Darcy DeMoss, and that's fine. You can't really go wrong with her. But here's what I'm going to say: is I'm going to choose Megan in this situation. And we have not really seen any good pictures of Jennifer Cook recently because she doesn't do anything. And by that, I mean, she hasn't went to any conventions, et cetera. She's not active on social media like Darcy DeMoss is, and she attends conventions, et cetera, et cetera. And I met Darcy DeMoss about, well, let's see, it was 2016. So it's been a few years back, but Darcy to me looks better now than she did in 1986. I mean, damn. When I seen her, I was like, holy shit. She is a very, very attractive woman. Darcy mm-hmm. looks phenomenal.
She is very beautiful.
Yes. 2020. Oh, man. She is a stunner. I don't know how old she is now without Googling it, but damn. She looks, I'm telling you, she looks better now than she did in that film. I don't know about Jennifer Cook, though. Maybe she does, too. I don't know. But what I will say is there's just something about Megan's character in part six, right? I mean, she's like the girl that could live next door. I mean, she's not a filthy McNasty. Like, to me, Nikki's character, she kind of seems more like the little filthy McNasty. You know what I mean? She's getting it on with Court and the mobile home or the RV. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the guy from Karate Kid.
Yeah, you know the guy that had that big part in Karate Kid. Yeah, that guy. But she seems more like the CBR type because she's philandering around in an RV, and that's exactly what we would do if any woman would ever give us the time of day.
Right.
But there's just something about Megan. I mean, look, Daddy's the sheriff. The blonde, she drives a Camaro. I mean, she disobeys Daddy.
She really does. They hang out with a psychopathic killer.
Exactly. I mean, to me, this one is a no-brainer, and we don't have a whole lot of brains here at Camp Blood. We don't have a whole lot here at CBR to spare. But I don't. To me, this one is just cut and dry. I mean, there's no debate. It is Megan's character. It is Jennifer Cook. There's not really a whole lot to even discuss.
Fine, you win this time, Nathan.
Well, I mean, it's not really about winning. It's not really about winning. It's just, it is a preference thing, but also social media has agreed with that for the most part. There's been some votes that I've seen because we did post a picture about this on our Facebook page posing that question, Megan or Nikki. And most of the response that we got on the show page was in favor of Jennifer Cook. So if we have to declare a winner, Joe Gallo, you lose.
I'm used to that.
You are a loser.
Thank you.
Of course. So, like I said, both lovely ladies. No doubt about that. I would love to see Jennifer at a convention. Would love to add that signature to my part six poster. Very rare signature in the Friday world. No doubt about that.
Yeah, doesn't she acknowledge it? And she like found God is what I had heard.
Yeah, something like that. I think she lives. Matter of fact, I think she lives in Utah. What's all them people out in Utah? Is that the Mormons? Is that the Mormons or is that the Amish people? I don't know who the fuck lives out in Utah. I think it's the Mormons, right?
It could be. Isn't that where, Utah still exists?
Right. I thought they absorbed it into California.
Yeah.
I mean, Yeah, I don't know. You'll have to Google that when you're done looking up men's backs.
I'll never be done looking at men's backs.
So, of course not. The Joe Gallo.
Never.
But anyways, we posed the question, the loyal followers, the loyal listeners, the loyal inadequate club has spoken, and the majority says Megan. So Joe Gallo says Darcy DeMoss, a.k.a. Nikki, but, well, he's wrong. So also a quick shout out before we wrap this up to one of our other loyal listeners, Jason Baker, Mr. SD costume guy. Jason actually was in his part six regalia at some sort of event several years back in LA. I think it was a screening of part six. I don't remember. I've seen a bunch of pictures. There was Tom Matthews was there. Obviously Tommy, the director, Vinny Guastafaro. There's Tom Fridley was there, a bunch of others. So it had to have been a screening, but I don't really remember what it was for. It might have been the anniversary for it in 2016, now that I think about it. But anyways, Jason has his video and he's standing on stage in his part six, and all the cast members are there and they're doing a Q&A. And this guy says to Tommy McLaughlin, he says that he loves the film, but basically his only complaint, if he had one, was that part six doesn't have any nudity. And Tom's response was, you want to see tits? And he's wearing a button-up shirt and he just pops his shirt open and everybody starts laughing.
Beautiful.
Which I know the feeling, because whenever I do something like that, people laugh at me too. So I know how you feel, Tommy. And I know you do, Joe Gallo.
Yeah, I got the bitch tits.
You're used to having people laugh at you also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah, either way, shout out to Jason Baker. Also, Jason Baker posted a video to the show page of him basically listening to last week's episode while he was at work. Go to the show page and check that out. That's all I'm going to say about that. But we appreciate you, Jason Baker. And Jason owns a show hoodie too, which I do have some photos that are going to be posted of him coming up with that. And what else you got, Joe Gallo? If not, we're wrapping her up.
I'm good to go, my friend.
Unlike the late 90s and early 2000s, if you catch my drift.
Unlike that, yeah.
All right. Well, you know what to do. Please rate and review wherever you listen to the show at. Also, go buy a show shirt. And, of course, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please drop us a line. Unless
you're that asshole Mark Teffner.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.